I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Your prayer life, not because of the adversity, but to know how to handle everything that's coming to you, put in your hands, that's putting the demand on your life. Let me say it again. Every time in Scripture God declared His favor, things changed. Look at someone and tell them, things are changing. Let's go to Exodus chapter 3 and verse 21. When God declares His favor, things change. Exodus 3:21. God says, and I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Now God declared favor over Israel. And He said, and it shall come to pass that when you go, you ain't going out broke. They were slaves. Didn't have two nickels to rub together. But God declared favor. Now we read the story, right? We know that Israel went out of Egypt with a high hand. In other words, they went out. God did it so in such a way that the Egyptians gave them. Just for them to go, here, take it all. Just please leave. And they went out with a high hand. Not hands dragging the ground, high hands. God declared His favor. In Esther chapter 5, Esther, the book of Esther chapter 5 and verse number 2. Tell someone, we're in the midst of this now. If you don't know, you better wake up. Yeah. Smell the coffee. You ought to recognize some favor on your life. Yeah. Amen. God is causing things you put your hands to prosper. Yeah. God is causing you to come into relationship and connection with people you never thought you would come into. I'm saying God is positioning you for blessing and prosperity and increase in the midst of a dark and dying world. It's God's favor. He was going to judge Egypt, but He spoke favor over Israel. Esther chapter 5 verse 2. And it was so when the king saw Esther. Now it was sketchy. She didn't know. They didn't know. Amen. What attitude or frame of mind the king was in. And she hadn't seen him in some months. And anybody that entered that court whom the king didn't hold the scepter out to, choop, heads off. Queen, no queen. But she said, listen, she had made up her mind. If I perish, I perish. But I'm going to see the king. There's something bigger at work here than just me. Tell somebody, God's doing something bigger than you. This you have to know. God is counting on you. But it's not about you. Now you will be blessed in the inner realm. But it's not about you. It's about a legacy. It's about a kingdom being established. It's bigger than you. That's why it's important for us to keep fighting the fight of faith. Amen. Don't let anything stop your faith. Let's look at that verse. And it was so when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. So there again we find God giving her favor. It was bigger than Esther. Amen. It wasn't about the queen. It was about a nation. Tell somebody, become nation-minded. The enemy's tried to shut everything down. God's getting ready to make an explosion with a lot of stuff. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verse 28. Luke chapter 1, verse 28. Talking to Mary, a virgin. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." She was just your average young Jewish woman growing up. But when the angel came and declared favor, tell somebody something changed. Every time God declares his favor, something changes. And I'm here to tell you that God is declaring his favor over your life. Now, your response must be that of faith. You don't have to see anything yet. Remember, he came to Gideon and told Gideon, "You are a mighty man of valor." Gideon was a coward at the time, naturally speaking, afraid of everything. God had to convince him over and over and over, but God spoke something over him that caused it to manifest in his life. So we see three examples that the scriptures are full of these examples. Whenever God speaks his favor, things change.
Amen.
Now I'm here to tell you that prophetically on God's timetable, this right now that we are in is what the scriptures call an acceptable time. An acceptable time. When God released heavenly decrees that changed the courses of nations, transferred wealth and blessing, and caused the people of God to rise in a new strength and power to affect the kingdoms of this world. That's all contained under the umbrella of the acceptable time. Let me say it again. I'll make this statement again. Under the time we call the acceptable time, which is now, God releases heavenly decrees that change the courses of nature, nations. He transfers wealth and blessing. He causes the people of God to rise up into a new strength, a new place of influence, a new place of authority and power, to affect the kingdoms of this world. Not to live in glass houses and boast about wealth or, you know, go off and do, you know, stuff that's not wise, but to be good stewards and to represent him fully. Tell somebody, we are in the middle of a power shift. Hallelujah. We need to call the band back up here. Praise team, start praising right now. We're in the midst of a power shift. A power shift is taking place in the heavenly realm.
Amen.
And things are being set in motion. Hear me. This is the ultimate goal. Things are being set in motion for the kingdoms of this world to become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. You don't have to wrap your mind all the way around it. Believe it.
Amen.
Amen. That God is shifting some things with the ultimate goal of bringing these kingdoms that are in the world to become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ.
Amen.
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 Also, add this to it. God has declared a transfer of wealth. Well, we like that, don't we?
Amen.
Come on, let's be honest, don't we? We like
it.
What do you like, more money or less money?
More money.
No money or more money?
More money.
Anybody that's been utterly broke and had a little bit, you like having a little bit better than being broke, don't you? Come on, let's not get religious when we talk about money or transfer of wealth. I was talking to someone the other day, yesterday as a matter of fact, and they quoted a verse of scripture. And they went into Timothy and quoted, but they quoted it wrong. He said, you know, money is the root of all evil. And he's trying to explain to me. I said, oh, let's back up. I said, you left a word out.
Amen.
I said, money ain't evil.
Amen.
I said, to you, if it's evil, I'll take care of it for you. It's the love.
Yes.
Come on, that's a whole nother ballgame. That's a whole nother story. The love of money is what drives evil. The love of it. And people have fallen into that trap, not putting God first. Because as long as you keep God first, he'll continue to add to you because he can trust you. But when you stop putting God first, you break certain principles in the spirit realm.
Amen.
And you open yourself up to deception.
Amen.
No matter how busy you become in this time of harvesting, no matter how busy you become in making deals and increasing and, you know, going to the bank, no matter how busy all that gets, let me admonish you, encourage you, and warn you.
Amen.
Keep God first.
Amen.
That's the key. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Don't negate, don't neglect, don't do away with your prayer life. Because you got to go check on some buildings. Check on the buildings. Be a good manager. Be a good steward.
Yes.
But keep that relationship with God first.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, when we talk about the power shift and this being an acceptable time, Revelation 11, 15 says this. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms, there's coming a point in time where the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Now somebody's looking for that in the sweet by and by and all that. No, but see, Jesus left us here, his church.
Amen.
The Bible says that Jesus was manifested.
Amen.
To destroy.
Amen.
The works of the devil.
Amen.
Is that right? That's what he came to do. But he left us here, once we were born again, to continue the mop up. That's why he says, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. He said, you'll tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. The gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. He's not trying to swoop us out of here. He left us here to occupy. And so you have a domain. You have a mountain. Tell somebody, give me my mountain.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.